That love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're coming to you once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. And we have an exciting program for you tonight. We have a guest. It's not just this old cop spouting off around here. But we've got a good buddy of mine who's been a friend of mine for literally years and years, who is an expert in a certain field in America today. I'm not sure I'm an expert in anything, but anyway, this old cop has many friends that have intelligence and knowledge and have spent years and years practicing in the area in which they're involved. And tonight we're going to be talking about an area that I've been concerned about for over 24 years, and that is the area of taxes. Now, unbeknownst to the listening audience out there, years ago, after I became a Christian man during the Vietnam War, I became concerned about the despots and those that are internationalists in our government today, in control of our government today, using my tax dollars to fund all kinds of anti-Christ, anti-American activity. And, of course, this is absolutely true. So a number of years ago, after I became a police officer, I read and studied about how the income tax money from you and I were being used to fund abortion, kill babies. I learned at that time that 50% of the homosexual and lesbian organizations in America, 50% of their budgets were fed with tax dollars from your and my pocket, and on and on and on. The wars are funded with our dollars for these for the wars for oil over there, and to send our soldiers as mercenaries into these other lands to kill people and get killed. And we could spend the whole night talking about the evils, the absolute evils that are funded with our tax dollars. So tonight we're going to talk about taxes for a little bit with an expert, a friend of mine that's been around for many, many years and is doing wonderful things here in America for those that are concerned about their taxes. We'll be right back.
This This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH extra strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And like I was saying before we went to break, my heart has been heavy for many, many years, about 24 years, when I found out about how Christians and other Americans are funding not only the most evil murder programs such as abortion, and all the other despotic and absolutely evil acts in this nation with our tax dollars, but we're also funding our own demise. The internationalists that have control of our government are using our tax dollars to destroy this nation and bring us down to third world nation status. And so it's troubled me for years and years now. When I was medically retired from the police department, it became different because my medical retirement check is not taxed. And so, personally, I was relieved of funding this very evil program to destroy America and to violate God's most serious laws. But I've always felt for others, and back when I was a cop, not many people know this. My very, very close friends do, but I filed what I felt was an appropriate return to the federal government. It was called a Fifth Amendment tax return, and I told the government I was no longer going to file taxes, and I would file a Fifth Amendment tax return because the Fifth Amendment to the Bill of Rights listed in there that I had a right to not be a witness against myself. And so I would send in a Fifth Amendment return without anything on it because I didn't want to confess to anything and sign the portion at the very bottom stating that everything was true and correct on this thing. And before long, because I was a popular police officer in the city of Phoenix, there was over 500 police officers that joined me filing Fifth Amendment tax returns. Well, it wasn't very long until the IRS come crashing down on us. And when I had first talked to the other officers, I told them, I said, now, if you get involved in filing this Fifth Amendment tax return because you want to save the money, because you don't want to send in the money, I said, you're not going to last. Because if the government attacks you, then if you did it for the money and not for the reason that it was honest and it was right to no longer fund abortion and homosexuality, the destruction of America, the removal of God from every institution in America, taking prayer out of schools and feeding the heads of the children Antichrist, anti-American garbage. If you don't do it for the right reasons, you won't last if you're attacked by the government. So do not file a Fifth Amendment tax return to save the money. Now, it's nice to have the money. No problem with that. But if you don't do it for the right reasons, you won't last. Well, when there was over 500 police officers who had joined me filing these Fifth Amendment tax returns, the government did come crashing down on us, and they called every one of us into the IRS office locally and told us if we didn't start filling out a 1040, we'd go to prison. Well, guess what, folks? Every one of the cops except me, such a sad situation, they all asked forgiveness, got down on their on the floor and kissed the boot of the IRS, and probably something else, and went back into the system and asked for forgiveness. Well, old hard-headed McGlam, the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, and the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, said, no, I would not do it. And so what they did to me is they put me on single zero tax deductions for the rest of my career. And so I was at single zero, even though I had children and I had a number of deductions, and they made me pay the very highest tax. But I told the Lord I would never volunteer again, and I would not and did not. And so with that said, you know I've got a heart for this issue because people continue to fund the demise of America. They continue to fund abortion and all the evils that our Lord told us we should have no part in. And so with that said, I want to call a man up here that's been a friend of mine for years, and I respect him so much because he came to America from a foreign country as a young man, and he wanted to live in freedom here in America. He became a U.S. citizen, and he immediately recognized that this nation was going down, and it was becoming a despotic system, just like the nation he left. And so he got busy and started working to understand the law and started helping others to understand the law, and he formed an organization called Freedom Law School a number of years ago, and he's been a tremendous U.S. citizen, and I love him like a brother. His name is Paymon, and I'll let him tell you his last name because you'll see why we call him Paymon when he tells him. Paymon, Brother Paymon, are you there?
I'm right here, Jack.
Hey, brother.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm so happy to have you on.
Thank you.
I'm just thrilled to know you because you know some of the other great Americans, too, like our dear brother, Joe Bannister, the gun-toting agent that defected from the IRS when he found out there wasn't any law that Americans had to pay an income tax. And you've worked and do work, brother, with the best out there to try to teach us the law and keep us within the law and yet allow us to stand up and say no to the evils that are being done with our tax dollars. Brother Paymon, would you take the microphone and just tell us what we need to know today?
Well, I think what the American people need to know, and any individual who wants to live free in America, is to first understand the great price that the founding fathers of America paid over 200 years ago to secure us the liberties that we are still enjoying, some of it still today. And then after understanding that, they need to see how we've lost so much of our liberties to an ever-growing government out there at different levels, especially the federal government. And then understanding how the system has become corrupted, you know, learning how to live free as much as possible within this corrupt, aberration that they've been created, and how to get us back into the limited constitutional government, which America was designed to be over 200 years ago. So what we do at Freedom Law School, Jack, is we try to focus not only on what the system was designed to be like, what it was intended to be like, but also what it's gotten to be to like today, and how we take it back to where it was back then, freer, and how each of us can live free at the same time that we work together to restore this great country called America to freedom.
Amen, brother. I'll tell you, it's really great to know that we can work within the law and be effective at fighting God's enemies and the enemies of freedom here in this nation. And Paymon, you've got a program that can help us do that and keep us out of jail, too. That's so important. You know, I have friends, and you know the same people I do, Paymon, who have had programs to help people with their taxes for years, and so many of them are either in prison right now or going to prison. And you know who I'm talking about. Some of the greatest patriots in the nation have been in and out of prison because they're not using the law the way you use it with your paralegals and your lawyers, studying the law and applying it to help us to do the things we want to do with our income tax and our funds that we raise from just earning a living out there.
And one of the things that I think it's important for people to know about the law is to also understand how the law is being unjustly applied and ignored or abused in the court system very often. I mean, Jack,
yeah.
I cannot tell you how many cases I've seen where the judges ignore the law or ignore the facts, or they literally make up and fabricate the facts to get the intended results. No different than Iran, where I come from, or communist China or Cuba, third world dictatorships that the judges there do that. So I go in there with an understanding that the system is not the just system that was intended to be, and I want people to understand that, because if you want to survive and be free, you know, you just got to open up your eyes and be aware of what's going on to the fullest degree possible, Jack.
Yeah, very true.
And so the first course that, you know, we developed way back in 1996 when we started Freedom Law School was actually several years, Jack, in a process of laboratory of teaching, because I started in the freedom movement back in 1992. And then after teaching for several years part-time, whatever I had learned, by 1996 I was able to go full-time and teach this class called A Practical Road to Freedom, From Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1. And I kept getting good feedback and compliments from my students who felt very empowered that they actually learned something really useful and practical about the law and the rights, whether it's the IRS or traffic tickets or police abuse of power or bureaucrats, government officials of any kind. They felt empowered that they could handle it themselves, or they could help a good paralegal attorney help them better with their situation. And better yet, very often, Jack, we try to help people prevent problems in the first place by doing it right.
Yes, very important, Paymon, that you stay out of court. You know, it's one thing, you get programs out there that say, okay, now, when they grab you and put you in court, we're going to show you how to get out. Well, brother, it's better that you follow the law and stay out of the courts if possible. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Whenever possible, we try to avoid it. But when it cannot be avoided also, we know how to meet them head on.
true. Very true. Okay, brother, hang on there. We're up on our first break here. Folks, we are going to be back, and I hope you'll get a pencil and paper because this is for you and your family. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA Weather Service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power, a solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on 3 standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Well, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program with my dear brother and tremendous American, Paymon, from Iran. Matter of fact, he came over from Iran years ago and came from a despotism there and walked into America, a country that he had been told he would live in freedom, and found the same things beginning to happen in America. And so Paymon, he didn't just sit down and grumble about it and go have a beer. He got busy and did something about it. He learned the system and, praise the Lord, began to teach others the system, because he realized that me as a cop, folks, when I was a cop, Paymon knows the story because he's had me speak at some of his events he's had, wonderful conferences he's had, that an 85-year-old man at a meeting I was giving a talk on crime prevention, and he embarrassed me and made me start studying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And when I was doing that, folks, as a cop, I realized the same thing Paymon realizes, that the citizens don't know their rights because they were not taught for the last 40 years in school, because the government doesn't want you to know your rights. And police officers who came through the same government brain laundry, educational system they call it, didn't know what their rights were, nor the rights they swore to when they took an oath to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the people's freedom. So what I found, Paymon, as you know, is that it was so easy to use me as a police officer to violate people's rights, give me an order, and I didn't know it violated people's rights. I'd just go out and do it, do what I'm told. And it was so easy to do it to people because they didn't even know when I was violating their rights. But Paymon realized that this was a problem right off. So what did he do? He did what God told us to do, gain knowledge. He says, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And so Paymon began to study and began to teach others. And now the wonderful Freedom Law School is there, brother. And go ahead and pick up. I notice here that you're trying to make people wealthy out here. I'm over on your page on your website, Freedom Opportunity, where you're going to give out $300,000 a tax reward to people. And it's very interesting, brother. If they could just answer three questions, then they could end up with $300,000. Isn't that right?
Yeah, just very three simple questions, Jack. And, you know, anybody who wants to, you know, make some quick money, all you got to do is call either your accountant or lawyer or judge or IRS agent and say, look, this guy got this $300,000 income tax challenge. I'm sure you can help me beat it and collect this, and we're going to go half and half in it.
Yeah, we'll split it.
Yeah, we split it, okay? And it's very, very simple challenge. The very first $100,000 will be given to anybody that can show me the law that requires me to file and pay income tax. Very simple. I mean, everybody assumes that there's a law that requires all of us to file and pay income tax
every
year.
Well, there must be a law, brother, because we all pay, don't we? So there must be a law.
There must be a law, everybody says. So just go and get a copy of it, because I tell you, we had accountants, CPAs, lawyers, like I said, one of my students, former gun-carrying IRS special agent, criminal investigator Joel Bannister. He resigned from the IRS when he looked at all this stuff for himself, like Jack, you did, and couldn't find the law. So, but
that's
if anybody
right.
can show the error of our ways, including any IRS agents that might be listening to this call, please give us a call so we can give you a reward money of $100,000.
Right on, brother.
The second $100,000 is, you know, the issue that Jack spoke about earlier, about the Fifth Amendment. Folks, the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution guarantees you the right not to give any information to the government that may be used against you to put you in jail. Well,
right. That's right.
Whenever you fill out a 1040, you know, that form, you sign it under penalties of perjury, which means that you swear that it's all true, correct, and complete, and if there's any mistake in there, you can go to jail for 5 years. And that information is used routinely by the IRS against income tax filers. In fact, you know what, Jack? That reminds me. If people call Freedom Law School for our Freedom Catalog, in there, one of the things they're going to see, they're going to love, is that I have a chart that shows, according to the IRS, if you file a 1040 income tax confession form, your chances of going to jail are 9 times more than if you don't file a 1040 at April 15th.
Yeah, that's incredible. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Go to their website, Jack, of the IRS. It's in our catalog. And, folks, IRS sends about 2,000 people to jail every year, yet only about 200 of them are non-filers.
Uh-huh.
The other 1,800 or so, or 2,000, are all filers.
I see.
So all I want to know for this second $100,000 is, look, how can I fill out one of these 1040 income tax confession forms without the IRS using it potentially against me down the road?
And without violating your Fifth Amendment protected right. Yeah.
Right. Because I have a right not to give anything to the government that could potentially put me in danger of going to jail by them using it against me.
Yes, isn't it Article 6, Paymon, that is the supremacy clause that says the Constitution is supreme over any other law?
That is correct.
If the Fifth Amendment is a part of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, then it is supreme. So
that's right.
Does the IRS 1040 confession sheet overrule the Fifth Amendment? Absolutely not. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Get your pencils and papers ready. We're going to give out some contact information. This is for you and your family and your nation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hungry for $300,000? I sure am. My goodness gracious. We're going to find out the third way to collect the last $100,000 from Paymon. Paymon, what's that third way we can come down there and collect our $100,000?
Well, all people have to do is to demonstrate to me, show me, that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution,
which is the income tax. It's the income tax amendment, they call it.
That's correct. That's the income tax amendment. The government claims that the authority of the federal government to impose an income tax on us is based upon the 16th Amendment.
Right.
Well, we have proof that the 16th Amendment was never lawfully ratified and added to the U.S. Constitution.
Amen. That's right. That's
However, right. if anybody can show me wrong, and they provide proof that the 16th Amendment, the Income Tax Amendment, was properly ratified and added to the U.S. Constitution, I'll give that person another $100,000.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I can see them rushing right now to get their coats and hats. All they need is the address, Paymon.
Well, let me give them our website and our phone number, okay? And they can get our address easily both ways. Our website is www.livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. And our telephone number is area code 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And we will send them not only our Freedom Catalog, which contains this $300,000 reward, but we also send them free of charge the speech of this ex-IRS special agent, the criminal investigator, Bannister, who defected from the IRS to the freedom movement.
Yeah.
We would send his speech about how he found the whole IRS income tax system is a big scam and a lie on the American people. We send that to everybody, no charge, audio cassette or CD, whichever one you want, we will send it to you at no charge. Just give us a call.
All right, brother, very, very good. Now, back to what is Freedom Law School and what can you do for us out here? Paymon, we're suffering here financially in this country. We're suffering here from the American people funding their own demise through their income taxes. And people are paying incredible prices as prices go up, gasoline goes up. More and more people need to keep more of what they earn at home. Paymon, what can you do for these people? First of all, they need to learn the law. Is that right?
That's the first step. Because, Jack, you know, I always tell everybody, although I'm from Iran, I like to think like I'm from Missouri, the show me state.
Okay.
You know, and I always tell people, Jack, you don't have to believe anything I say or the government says or anybody else on internet says. Look up and verify everything for yourself in the law library. And that's one of the first things that we do at Freedom Law School, is show people, Jack, how easy it is to look up all these things for themselves in the law library. So when I tell the income tax is a fraud and a lie and a deception on the American people, people can go check it out for themselves.
Right, yeah.
You know, when I tell them, look, the proper way to handle the IRS is this way, you know, versus some other ways that people might claim, they can go and easily verify it for themselves. And, Jack, I believe that's the primary reason why myself, Freedom Law School, even though I've gone against the most powerful governmental agency in America, the IRS, they have not been able to do anything to me, even though they've been wanting to. They've been trying to, okay?
Absolutely.
They've been trying to look for an excuse anyway to get me. Like, they try to claim all these organizations in America that are helping people, that they were promoting abusive tax shelters, and they closed them down. Well, they tried that with Freedom Law School, but they failed, and within 2 months, they backed off in writing and left us alone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's an example of if you know the law, if you know your rights, you can win.
Yeah, if you use the law and stay within the law, you don't go to jail. So
exactly.
That's right. Okay,
and then
brother.
People can have so much more of their money if they understand the law and the rights, that they don't have to let the IRS just steal and steal and steal. They can stand up for their rights and understand, okay, I know the proper procedures to handle the IRS. When they say this, I can respond this way. When they say the other, I can respond the other way. This is how they're going to win. This is how I am going to win.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me, brother, being an old soldier, too, as well as an old cop, is that during the 60s, when I was in during the Vietnam War, there was a saying that what if they gave a war and nobody showed up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that if we can get the people educated, awake them, first of all, and get them educated, pay them on, and they work within the law to cut down on funding this horrible government we have today and the takeover of our nation and our freedoms and the coming into the states and taking over the states and giving money to the local sheriff, these grants, which is tax dollars, to make the local sheriff subservient to the federal agents that come into the counties. If we can cut this beast off at the knees by saving our tax dollars and using it to take care of our own families and our needs, and do it lawfully, this is a tremendous part of the answer, I believe.
And you know what, Jack? America would be a much more safer, peaceful, and prosperous country. Because, you know, as a Jewish kid from Iran, as you know, Jack, I was born and raised in a Jewish family.
Yeah.
I came to find out through an Orthodox rabbi in America that the whole state of Israel by Jewish law is an illegal entity, and because according to Jewish law, it's not supposed to exist.
That's right.
Until
that's
the right. Messiah comes, and Jews uh-huh. assert that that has not happened yet, as opposed to Christians.
That's
so
right.
that being the case, I found out the roots of the whole Middle East conflict is because of this Zionism disease. Zionism is a corruption of Judaism that believes Israel should exist now.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on out there, and I found out, wow. You know, what's going on out there in the world where we go and in Iraq we take over that country because of oil and because of Zionists who want to support and strengthen Israel and weaken anybody who's opposed to Israel.
Uh-huh.
And that's
yeah.
what's going on out there. And why are our brothers and sisters and our sons and nephews and, you know, they're giving their lives out there for nothing? This Saddam Hussein was no danger. In Iran, over 50 years ago, the CIA dethroned and took out of power the lawful government of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh. And
sure.
that's what fed the Persian Iranian Revolution being anti-American, because the CIA, our government folks, got rid of the lawful government of Iran and imposed the dictatorship of Shah of Iran.
How did they do that, Payman? With our tax dollars.
With our tax dollars, exactly.
That's right.
You know, so, yeah. you know, it, you know, no wonder the people of the whole world are used to be, way back then, people of the world looked up to America. They want to be American. They thought America was great because we fought the bad guys. We fought for freedom. But now American government and CIA is all being used as a tool of despotism outside, make enemies for us, which we don't need, and our money, unfortunately, Jack, is funding all that.
That's true. The dollars of every person listening today, if they're paying an income tax, brother, is going to kill our soldiers in other countries, to kill people in other countries, and to push despotism in America to bring our nation to its lowest level since the founding of this nation with no freedom. And it's all being done because we feed the beast system. And so I just pray that Americans will wake up, Freeman, and take down this number and take down your website and get a hold of Freedom Law School and start learning how we can fight back lawfully within the law.
Well, you know, Jack, one of the reasons why I do what I do is because in Iran we did not have a right to free speech, free press, to associate, to talk about these problems. You could go to jail, be tortured, executed, just for merely speaking up against government policies. But in America, I figured, look, we can at least talk about it and take action and get rid of these criminals who have taken over our government and are enslaving us and are using us as pawns for them. But
true.
The first step is getting educated, but the second step, Jack, is to get organized.
Organized.
So
yeah.
what we did, Jack, is we formed these tax defense fund programs that not only provide education for people, but also provide them, we assist them in helping write to the congressmen and senators and educate them about the Constitution that they all take an oath to uphold and defend.
Uh-huh. True.
And we will send them, in a lot more educational material for themselves, but we'll also give them support, consultation, and representation if they want in case of an IRS attack.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So now they're not all alone by themselves waiting to be picked on by the big bully.
Brother, that's what I was telling you earlier. Our number one question we have here, call we get in here at our two police and military associations is, I'm alone out here. I don't have anybody around me for support. I'm alone. I don't know what to do. And, brother, coming together with fellow Americans that love God and freedom, like in Freedom Law School, you don't have to feel alone anymore. And so we ask the listeners to, rather than calling us and telling us you're alone, call Payman, call Freedom Law School, and hook up with people that are your brothers and sisters in this nation and love God and freedom as you do and are trying to do something about it. Payman, give that information out again, would you?
Sure. The website is www.live.com. livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. And the telephone number is area code 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And you know what? One of the things that we're doing, Jack, is we are having a Freedom Conference in Atlanta.
Oh, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Which is the kind of event that you've spoken in front of hundreds of people, Jack. You know, folks, so we bring about 10 different great speakers from across the country to come and speak at this major Freedom events about issues that matter to you and your family and your country.
Right.
And these events are, not only they're big, but, you know, they're very affordable, only $50 prepaid per person for the weekend event. And folks, by coming to these things, not only you get educated, but you get to see and hear and feel other like-minded, freedom-loving patriots right next to you, shoulder by shoulder. And you know you are not alone, and then you get educated, and folks, we can back you up. You can be connected through Freedom Law School to wonderful patriots in your country, in your state, right there in your local town or neighborhood, where you can meet with, talk about these issues, and take action to take this country back.
Hey, brother, that's wonderful. It's Atlanta, Georgia, and it's 11th and 12th of this month, is it not?
12th
no,
and 13th
no,
of November.
Month.
We have a month
next
to go.
Month. Right, next month, November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you go to our website, there's a direct link to the Atlanta Freedom Conference on the very front page of our website, livefreenow.org. I urge everybody to go there, or if they prefer, they can give us a call, and we will send them the brochure of the Freedom Conference with its pictures and descriptions of the speakers. We'll send it to you all at no charge. And again, that telephone number, 760-868-4271.
Hey, Paymon, I want to ask you to do something, brother, so I can announce that this and remember it and talk about your speakers. Get one of those off to me today, would you, one of those flyers?
Absolutely.
Because I want to really push this. People need to call their relatives and friends in those areas if they can't get there to get over to this wonderful, wonderful gathering together of God's people and people that love freedom there in Atlanta. November 11th and 12th, isn't that right?
November 12th and 13th weekend.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. Well, you get me off a brochure, brother, and I'll put it right here on my desk, and it'll remind me to talk about your guests that you're having, your speakers, and that conference, so I don't I get so many. I get about 250 email a day, so sometimes I bury things, but if you give me one of those flyers, I'll pin it up here, and I'll be able to keep people reminded about it, so they can get a hold of anybody they know to get together with you down there at this very important conference.
Well, I'll call you after conference call, Jack, and I will email it to you and mail it to you as
well.
Oh,
cool. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds real good.
Yeah, and so this is the start of what we're doing, Jack, is we hope to be doing these Freedom Rallies, which we've done every year in Southern California around March 15th, around that time. We hope to be doing these events across the country as well now, and this Atlanta Freedom Conference is the first time that we come out to the Southeast. So anybody you know, folks, especially people from Texas all the way down to Florida, all the way down to Maine, anybody in the East, Northeast, folks, this is a place for you to come, you know, for the Southeast part of the country especially. If you cannot make it, tell your friends, neighbors, relatives across the country. Let them know about this event. And then we send you the catalog, the brochure of the event at no charge, folks. And if they want to be in touch with us, Jack, they can do that too. They can just call us. We'll let them know about these events when they come up next year as well.
Good deal. Folks, I've been a speaker at these events, and you talk about a lot of fun and enjoyment, and also it fills your heart with joy, Paymon, to be with people that love God and freedom, who are standing up and wanting to do something, not just complain about what's going on in America, but I just love being with these people and people like yourself too, brother, and the speakers, because they're doers of the word. They're not just talkers. So
that's one of the differences, Jack,
Between
these seminars and a lot of other groups that we've done differently, is that some of the groups I went to the meetings, Jack, I always saw the speakers talking about the problems,
uh-huh,
but they never offered much of a solution. what to do about it. Well, we have a solution. Folks, you ask yourself, why do you want your money being used for wars and crimes by these people that are supposed to be your servants, your public servants? If your servants are not doing a good job, wouldn't you fire them? Would you continue paying them for doing a terrible job?
Well, it's a sad thing, but we're continuing to pay them. And folks, it's so serious. Our Police and Military Association here did a whole Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter about 3 years ago on the abortion in America and the taxpayers' money that's going for that payment. So we have something in law called aiding and abetting the commission of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And people that pay to have crimes committed like this, horrendous crimes like this, capital crimes like this, are aiders and abettors of those crimes. And so it's sad to tell the American people that, but one day we're going to stand before God and give an accounting for what we did. And so, we'll be right back, folks. Hang on. We'll be coming back. We'll be closing out the program. So get your pencils and papers ready again. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Payman, I want to tell you, I laugh, but then I almost want to cry when I read your story on your website under Freedom Opportunity, where you talk about coming from Iran, and you were so excited to be here, leaving that despotism and that evil government, and you got here in America, and all of a sudden, you know, you had heard that This was supposed to be a government of, for, and by the people, where the people were the masters, and the government agents and public officials were our servants. And what you found is that the masters all of a sudden were afraid of their own servants. And it's quite a story, and how you got started at not just talking about it and grumbling about it. Like I say, so many cops and soldiers I know go into the bar at night and have a few beers and just grumble, grumble, grumble. And you actually decided that you were going to take on this beast system and try to stop it from becoming like Iran. And so, brother, I hope people will go to your livefreenow.org website. And by the way, folks, Live Free Now is one word, www.livefreenow.org, and get involved in not just grumbling anymore, but actually taking active role and doing it within the law and putting down this beast system that is strangling all of us and destroying freedom for our posterity. Payman, you have children, and you want them to live in a free nation, and I know that's what drives you, isn't it, brother?
Yes, it is, because, you know, Jack, if I've thought to myself often, you know, if America becomes a totally despotic country as well, where am I going to go to? Where are my kids going to go to? Where are you going to go to? I've made my stand here in America, and I'm going to do what I can to restore freedom in America, and I'm going to start with the people who understand freedom, who care about freedom. Then,
amen,
as we get those people organized and active and living a freer life, then we can start reaching out to the larger masses and do a better job of reaching and educating them and get a liberty back for all of us.
And, brother, I want to say to you that this is exactly what God meant in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he told us if his people would come back to him, he would heal our land. And that's right there in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And how do you come back to the Lord, folks? You don't do it through talk. You don't do it just talking a good fight. You have to get up as all the disciples did and all the prophets did, stand up and speak out and take action against people that hate God and hate freedom for everybody. And they can do it through your organization, Payman. And so I'm hoping that they all give you a call. Give out that contact information again, because we just got, just a few seconds left, brother.
It's www.livefreenow.org. That's just like it sounds, livefreenow.org. Or they can call us, and again, we send them a free educational information package and the Atlanta Freedom Conference brochure at 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And Jack, I want to thank you for having me on your show, because people like you were so inspirational to me, and your story and that old man who taught you about the Constitution and all that, and I figured out, you know what, I can't let Americans down. I got to keep on fighting for freedom.
Well, brother, I'm so honored to know you, Payman. And I'm proud to know that you're an American and that you're doing something and not just hiding in a hole someplace and just talking about it. So, brother, thank you for all you're doing for America, and I hope you'll get a lot of calls from other great Americans that listen to this program. Lord bless you and your family, Payman, okay?
Thank you. God bless you as well, Jack.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Okay, folks, well, it's so good to be with you tonight. I hope that you're as inspired as I am. There is things we can do today to make God proud of us and to follow his law. Lord bless all of you out there. Hope to be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great state grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.